This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In corporate news today, meat, or not meat, actually. Tyson Foods, one of the country's biggest meat providers, is betting that people who don't want to eat one of the millions of chickens it processes might be more interested in pea protein, P-E-A, gang, pea protein as an alternative, or even a plant meat mix. Tyson isn't the only company wanting a chunk of the growing meat replacement market, so we asked Marketplace Jack Stewart to look into what is driving the demand.
Vegetarian and vegan diets have hit the mainstream. Beyoncé and Jay-Z have been touting them, inspired by their nutritionist Marco Borges.
No dairy, no gluten, no eggs, 100% plant-based. See, it is possible.
That's him in a promotional video. Michelle Simon is from the Plant-Based Foods Association.
I would say there's probably no better sign of plant-based eating arriving to the mainstream than a large meat company like Tyson jumping in.
Annual sales of plant-based meat worldwide could almost double by 2025 to over $21 billion, according to Zion, a market research firm. But Beyond Meat and Impossible Burger are already so dominant that it could be hard for Tyson to break in, says Diana Kelter, trend analyst at Mintel.
For another person to enter, they have to have some differentiating factor.
Tyson Foods is hoping its differentiating factor will be blended burgers made with plants and beef, alongside plant-based nuggets. Kelter says nearly 50% of consumers are trying to add more foods like that into their diet.
Those consumers don't represent that traditional only eat vegetarian food or only eat vegan food. They really are just interested in dabbling in this space.
And more options for them are on the way. Nestle is launching a meat substitute burger this fall, and Purdue Foods announced yesterday it's going to mix cauliflower and chickpeas into chicken nuggets. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.